This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
You can let us know what terrible deeds you've done this week that you need to be forgiven for. Kevin, I think we did a very good deed moments ago, because from the 682, my buddy and I just shared an Uber to and from because of that segment. So I don't know where they're headed.
Hell yeah, man.
Maybe they're going to 7-Eleven to get some, or maybe they're going to racetrack, get some coffee or something. I don't know exactly what they're doing, but that's smart.
Seriously, I appreciate segments like that. I know that we like nonsense and shenanigans, but we also like to have serious conversations from time to time.
And we're so much more than shenanigans.
We are.
We have a huge playbook here on the KNC Masterpiece.
But our listeners really seem to excel when we get involved in the serious discussion.
Dude, I think that's a great way to put that. Our listening audience, in the conversation that they share with us on the text, and we don't get to all the texts like you said, but though they take it to that next place, they're super intelligent. And, you know, I'm not saying that I thought that all our listeners were dumb, but, I mean,
no, they knocked it out of the park on these texts, except for that one guy.
One guy. Yeah, he knows. And, I mean, sometimes I listen to our show and I'm like, really?
Oh,
I have to be insane to listen to this show.
All the time.
But there are smart people out there. There are doctors. There are presidents. I bet that listen to this show out there.
Huh.
Of like clubs and stuff.
Oh, okay.
You know, like important clubs, academies and stuff like that.
I don't know. Wow.
877-881-1053. Let us know all the things that you need to be forgiven for. How awesome would it be if Romo had to broadcast the Cowboys in the Super Bowl? Please forgive me for finding that hilarious. That's not hilarious. That'd be awesome. I think Romo would love that.
That would be hilarious. Oh, really?
Oh yeah!
Don't think he would?
No, I do not.
You know what? I want to give Tony Romo credit for something that I don't think we give him enough credit for. And when we look back on it, I hope a lot of people will cherish this. He was always a Cowboy.
Oh yeah.
Now, whether that means anything to you or not, he could have probably gone and played for some team and, you know, gotten injured doing that or whatnot. But he decided, you know what? I'm done here. I was always a Cowboy, and I love that about him, man.
That's great, but being up in the booth and you're not that far removed from being a Dallas Cowboy, and the only thing that's keeping you out of the Hall of Fame in a lot of people's eyes is the fact that you don't have a ring, and now they get a ring?
Yeah.
With a team that was kind of built with you in mind?
Yes.
Absolutely.
That's the thing. And I don't know if Jim Nance would bait him into it or if he would just bring it up, but at some point the defense would make a play and probably Nance would be like, oh, well, I bet you wish that type of defense was there when you played. And he would sit there and be like, don't say anything. Don't say anything. He's like, ha, hell of a play.
It only happened twice in my career.
Yeah. So he would go back and forth on like, do I rail against the team or not? So I do not think he would be thrilled. And like,
you think he would not do it? You think he'd be like, nope, not going to do it?
Oh, no.
That would be the hugest step in his professional career as a broadcaster.
It's the only way he can get to the Super Bowl.
Oh, God. Come on.
Hold on. How is that offensive?
I'm offended as a Romo truther.
Did you think he was going to come out of retirement?
No, I didn't think that.
Well, what's the problem?
It's not. I mean, like, it is the only way, but it's just
the problem?
Because it's an unnecessary dig. You didn't need to do that.
Oh, not in my mind.
I really think he would sit there and look at it and across the country, right? Oh man, is Romo going to say all these nice things about the Cowboys from the people that hate the Cowboys and from Cowboys fans? Every time he says something, you're like, that's our guy. That's our guy, right there.
Yeah, I think that's actually what broke Troy Aikman.
Let me tell you right now what I think would end any of the lingering hatred for Romo forever.
I think his disagreements with Jerry broke Troy Aikman. But
sure. And that's why he has to be on an inferior station now. So,
just fine.
I think any disagreements or, you know, lack of love for Tony Romo would go away if the Cowboys won the Super Bowl and at the end he goes, hell yeah, how about them Cowboys? I don't know how CBS would feel about it, but quite frankly, at this point, and don't mess up a good thing, but every Cowboys fan would be like, That's my quarterback. Like, everyone would love him because all of your lingering anger about us never winning a Super Bowl would be gone because we just won one. And then you had Tony Romo on the national broadcast saying, F you, Joe Buck, who's always against our teams. He just said, hell yeah, go Cowboys. Everybody would love him after that.
Dude, I mean, look at the city of Boston, the city with the most hate in the entire world inside of it. All right.
Oh, so racist.
You talk about Philly?
Racist. No, Philly's just a bad place.
Okay.
Boston hates everything. All right. They hate everybody, especially if you're not from Boston.
They hate some people.
They hate a lot of things.
Than other people.
But remember how much they hated Bill Buckner?
Yeah.
Won that World Series? Instant forgiveness. Like, they were like, you know what? All that time over the last 80 years, you didn't screw up our lives. Like, we thought you did, and we hated you for it, but everything's okay now.
I agree.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Go ahead.
Oh. From the 214 on the Autoflex Leasing Fan Text at 877-881-1053, telling my newly pregnant wife she can't feel that bad.
Ooh.
He needs forgiveness.
What do you mean? Like, is she waking up in the morning and throwing up?
Or just telling your pregnant wife that, no, I think you can't feel that bad, what you're describing. That's a bad move.
Okay.
I almost made that mistake.
Okay.
It wasn't a wife, because, you know, I'm a sinner.
Mm-hmm. All the sins.
But when the discussion came up about the labor, she fell asleep during it. And so when everyone was talking about how hard it was, I
think she passed out.
No.
From the pain.
She did not.
Okay.
I came this close to being like, I mean, you took a nap, so was it really that bad? And my brain, like, the emergency signal went off and was like, you need to shut the hell up. And I was like,
There's part of me that sometimes is like, and I don't think I actually ever have described the things that I saw to my wife during the first one.
They're horrible.
It's the worst.
Don't look down.
But yeah, don't. It's not beautiful.
Right.
And you're going to always wonder, it's never going to be the same. But, but
it's not.
I did that with Adrian a couple times. I was like, this part of it's
the babies.
Fine. It's the labor that's really going to hurt you. Like, you can deal with some.
You told her
what's
that?
Acid reflux and, you know, the little kicking stuff. Like, you can deal with that. It's whenever that thing
you're
tries to get out of there. That's
helpful.
When you're in trouble.
Yeah.
How'd that work for you?
I mean, we're still together. We had two more, so
All right.
Feel like it worked out pretty good. And I mean, based on what's going to happen tonight, you know what I'm saying?
No. What's going to happen?
Maybe making
sex.
Baby number four.
He's going to have
sex.
Oh,
my God. Then you're definitely going to have to get a vasectomy.
That's a story for a different time.
Oh, no.
Are we going to talk about Corey's other time
story?
No,
that's
okay. All right. From the 817, I work in construction. After lunch, I got sick. Had to go number two in the homeowner's bathroom. Found out soon after that the toilet didn't work yet. Forgive me, please,
dear.
Because my boss did not.
Oh, no. Did he get fired?
I don't know if you would have gotten fired, but, you know, the boss is...
He said his boss did not, so I was concerned.
Well, text us back and tell us if you got fired over pooping.
I think that hospitals need to ask for forgiveness for charging for parking. Like, have you ever noticed that? That seems kind of messed up. Like, if you're at the hospital, it's probably, it's definitely not for a good thing.
Okay, right.
And they're like, also, we need you to pay to park to be here. Like, that just seems so wrong. And I would like hospital representatives, if you work at a hospital, even if it's not your fault, if you want to text in and ask for forgiveness, I would appreciate that.
It's not like they're not getting paid either. You've seen hospital bills.
Yes.
The parking is, like, minimal compared to what you're actually paying.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, Lucy's stay was, like, $700,000 just for those 14 days.
And they're like, plus $5 to park or whatever.
Cool,
thanks.
From the 480, please forgive me. I was dating a girl, and she shared a secret about her explicit Reddit page. She gave me the link, and so I shared it on my Snapchat and story instead of just my buddies, and we don't date anymore.
Oh, dear.
Who are you asking forgiveness from, us or
her? Or everybody that went there, or, Who
will forgive you? I don't know about that gal.
Forgive me for spending all the Christmas money on control arms and strut. Oh, hold on. Can I say that word? Is that a
struts?
Yeah. What's a? What's that mean?
For the car?
Oh, for the car.
For a car. Okay. Cool. I thought it was stirrups. Never mind.
You could say stirrups.
Yeah. Why would
just
you not
put
be
on
able,
a horse?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even if it
I
was
know you don't know that because you can't ride horses.
Right.
Like it's a horse term.
Oh, okay. See, I thought it was a sex term.
I mean, it could be that too.
Right. You could have your sex swing stirrups.
But I choose to believe it was a horse.
Okay. So they, well, it said for the car. So.
Well, yeah, because you read the word wrong. Do you want to ask forgiveness for that?
By the way,
look, man, if you don't know a car part that I know, you're in trouble, man. You really are.
For the Reddit guy, why don't you go ahead and text in what the Reddit page was?
Yeah, send us that link.
See if it's worth it.
Yeah, we just like
to see. Hold on. So what will that prove?
We'll do it from Kevin's.
Because I want to read it now if it got him in that much trouble.
Okay. All right.
Don't you not want to read it now?
I mean, yeah, okay.
Hold on, yeah.
Forgive me for thinking that was breaking news on the other sports station. Only find out it was news that the fan had already broken 2 days ago.
Man, I tell you this all the time. If you want to know what's going to be on another station in 2 days,
yeah.
Listen to this show. Monday or Tuesday show will be this show tonight.
Yeah. Right.
If it breaks on Sean and RJ, you'll hear it 2 days later.
Yes, happens all the time from the 817. Ooh. Please forgive me. I tried to give a homeless guy a $5 bill. Wind gust knocked it out of my hand, and it hit the drainage ditch and went all the way down, and that was all the cash I had on me.
Dude, that's like the time I tried to give that guy in the wheelchair the chips.
And you threw it at him?
The air just blew him away, and he just went, never mind.
Well, I actually had something kind of like that.
That seems more mean-spirited. Sorry, Colby.
Yeah.
Because like, it seems like you're actively trying to hit that guy, whereas the money just blew away.
So I kind of had something like that happen today. I was at a Quick Trip. I was getting gas, and this guy walks up and says, "Hey man, I just need $5 for gas." And I was like, "Well, I don't have any cash." He's like, "My car's like right over here. I just need $5 for gas." And then I was like, "Okay, all right, fine, I can do that." And I get finished filling up with gas, and I just watch the guy actually, instead of being next to his car, he walks into the Quick Trip.
So you waited.
So I just kept driving. It's like, if you're not going to wait for me to come over there to put $5 worth of gas
right.
In your car, and you're just going to step, he just like pointed at where it was at and walked in. I was like, what do you think I'm going to do? Bye-bye.
See ya.
Wow.
So, I absolutely agree with Colby on
this.
That
guy thought he had $5 worth of gas.
Oh, hey, there's the Reddit page. Let's see.
Oh, dear.
I'm logged in. It's Kevin, right?
Oh, my God.
You must be 18 plus to view this.
Believe it or not, we were going to go to a break anyway. But
did I click yes?
Now I know everyone else on the show will be useless for the next few minutes.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.